The Supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad. Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear friends. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. We're going to speak about consultation in Islam. Today, Tuesday, is the 22nd of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of the month of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, we choose a chapter Shura to listen to, verse 38. Let's listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
And those who have responded to their Lord and established prayer, and whose affair is determined by consultation among themselves, and from what we have provided them, they spend.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The topic of today's special is consultation. Attending to divine lordship enthuses men to act upon divine injunctions. Those who love establishing prayers and expanding in the cause of Allah shall reap better and enduring bounties in the hereafter. Talha and Zubair, two personalities said unto Imam Ali alayhi salam, "We support you provided that you seek our consultation regarding all issues, since we are different from others." The noble Imam, peace be upon him, replied, "I look into the Book of Allah and prophetic traditions and act upon them. I have no need for your consultation in this respect. However, if I come to issues for which I could not find any argument thereto and feel the need to seek your consultation, I will do likewise."
Take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
IRIB English Radio, today's special and consultation in Islam, we'll listen to. Undoubtedly, one of the greatest blessings that Allah has bestowed upon human being is intellect, so that he achieves prosperity with proper use of it. Intellect has helped men in choosing the best ways, and consultation in affairs is one of the most important proofs of accurate use of intellect. Islam, as the last and most perfect religion, attaches great importance to consultation and always reminds the benefits of consultation. In Surah Baqarah, verse 233, Surah Al-Imran, verse 159, and Surah Shura, verse 38, Allah Almighty has referred to people's votes, and even naming one of the surahs of the Holy Quran, Shura, has doubled the importance of consultation in Islam. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the role and effect of consultation in Islam. When someone consults other people regarding any job or any important decision to take, when someone consults several reliable people, he would certainly be away from making some silly mistakes. And at the same time, it's indicated in this connection that other infallible personalities received consultation from people much younger than themselves. In the case of the Prophet Abraham, who was around at the age of 100, he received the consultation of his son Ismail, who was at the age of, for example, 12 or 13, for example, just a teenager. Imagine that an old man at the age of 100 receives the suggestions and consultation of his son at the age of, for example, 12 or 13, quite a teenager. According to ordinary calculation, certainly nobody expects, a teenager to be as experienced as an old man at the age of 100. However, the act of receiving consultation from even a young man, from a teenager, shows that, first of all, you respect him or her, and then it shows that, you want to be on the safe side. You don't want to take any decision out of arrogance, out of ignorance, or out of being egocentric.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
The importance of consultation in Islam. Now let's speak a little about consultation as viewed in the traditions. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his family, said, "No one has ever been wretched after consultation, and no one has become prosperous through being satisfied with his own opinion." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "One who only follows his own opinion will perish, but one who consults people shares with them in their intellect." The noble prophet of Islam said, "If your good people are your rulers, your rich ones are generous, and your affairs are carried out in consultation with each other, then the surface of the earth is better for you than its depth. However, if your rulers are your evil ones, your rich are miserly, and your affairs are not carried out in consultation with each other, then being under the earth is better for you than being on it."
I see you in the wings that chase the night, circling the warmth of candlelight. I hear you in the wind as the two poles spin, whispering the truth your heart holds in. I feel you in the chill as the seasons turn, laying down a seed with its lessons learned. The circle spins a perfect line, free from borders, free from time. I close my eyes and clear my mind. The circle joins your love with mine.
Now, how can we consult? We learned that advice should be given for the sake of Allah to be effective. It should also be as much as one being advised can accept. We cannot advise people in any way we want. We must learn how to advise, how to express our advice, and how to influence the person being advised. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, said, "You are not free to say whatever you wish, since the Prophet of God has said, 'May Allah have mercy on the servant who speaks well and benefits, or is silent or remains secure.'" Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Refrain from speaking about what you do not know how to do, and do not know the truth about it. What you say is a sign of your intellect, and your words inform others of the degree of your knowledge and recognition.
Now, there are certain places, or answers, here in these certain areas, there is no consultation. What are these areas? Matters of religion. Whether the prayers should be 5 times a day, or we increase it to 7 times, or we reduce it to 3 times. This is not our business. Here, there is no room for consultation. Whether the month of Ramadan should be 30 days or make it 60 days, because we are enjoying the iftar, mashallah, here in the masjid. Let's make it. One time I went to a community in another state, and they were happy, 30 nights, mashallah, Ramadan. They were collecting money, you know, and the iftar was good. So they said, Sayyid, can we go on and for another 30 days? I said, no, I want to go back to my wife and my kids. You stay here another 30 days. Yeah. Here, we cannot make shura here. Here, Allah said, this is the number, and I am giving you the text. And one of the areas that there is no shura, God is not going to consult the people regarding that matter, is the concept of what? Imama and khilafa. God says, listen, I have experience. No matter how you choose, listen, before I say this, there is a difference between a president of a country, prime minister, and the imam. Big difference. Imam is appointed by God, divinely appointed. This is a divine office. The president is not a divine office. For the president, you may elect a president. Islam does not say don't go to the ballot box, don't elect a president, don't elect prime minister, don't elect this political party. No, participate. But Islam says this is different from that office. That office is permanent. That office is made and created and chosen and appointed by God. While these offices here, this president and that president, we make them today, tomorrow we dismantle them. People today, they elect this president, tomorrow they may impeach him because he commits something gross. He violates the constitution. So there is a difference. There is a difference.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we join you in another episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Everyone, and let us contemplate upon the words of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, regarding his blissful marital life with Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. By Allah, I never angered Fatima or forced her to do something she did not like. up to the day she passed away. Nor did she ever anger or disobey me. In fact, when I looked at her, depression and sadness would vanish from my heart.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha, and thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated regarding one of the etiquettes of prayer and dua. This tradition is one of those sacred traditions, or ahadith-e qudsi, one of those sacred traditions which God Almighty has narrated and has in which God Almighty has spoken in the first person. This tradition has been narrated in the famous book of traditions, Bihar al-Anwar. It has been narrated in the Bihar al-Anwar that God Almighty revealed to the Prophet Moses alayhi salam the following: O Moses, ask me for every single thing that you need. This is a very interesting etiquette of prayer. A lot of times when we pray, we only pray for the things that we feel are very significant or important and that we don't have. For example, let's say that you lost your job, God forbid, you're having a problem finding a job. You might pray to Allah, "Oh Allah, help me find a job." Let's say that you got married, and you want to have a child. You pray to Allah, "Oh Allah, please give me a child." very significant and important things that you are important for you, at least, you ask God for. However, when we look at the etiquettes of prayers, which have been narrated in the traditions, we see that one of the etiquettes of prayers is that God, that a person, he should pray for everything. He should pray for every single thing that he needs. Perhaps the reason for this is that in reality, all these things are significant and great in the eyes of Allah, and all of them are important. Even the smallest of things that we feel are insignificant are in reality very important when we look at the big picture and look at the universe as a whole. So in this tradition, keeping this in mind, God Almighty says to Moses, "O Moses, ask me for every single thing that you need. Even the grass for your sheep to graze, right? Even the grass for your sheep to graze in, right? And the salt for your dough, something so insignificant or minuscule in our eyes as salt is important for us. In reality, it's something very important. If we just stop to think about what if there was no salt in this world, what would happen? If you think about that, you would realize the significance of it. So God Almighty says to ask, ask me for all of these small and seemingly insignificant things. Right? It doesn't mean that, when we want to ask God for these small little blessings, we should open the Mafatihul Jinan and recite one long dua. But, it could be something so small as, raising our hands and asking Allah, "Oh Allah, please, today give me salt for my bread or salt for my food." These small little things. This is, and also you can, if we think about it, we can understand the wisdom behind this. If we only ask Allah and God for, those big things, we wouldn't be praying all the time. But if we constantly ask God, even for these small things, we would constantly keep a connection with Him. And we wouldn't fall into that state of obliviousness. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra' بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Thank you so much. Welcome back. Thanks for being with us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters.
We really give thanks to IRIB Radio International.
IRIB
Radio
International
School.
Okay.
First question, you said IIBBR.
IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School
Network.
Thank you so much. So we were talking about some of the attributes of some letters. Yes. So all the letters have attributes. Okay. Whenever you wanna pronounce them, you wanna say the sounds. Okay. They have different kind of attributes. So the two attributes that we learned were istifal and isti'la, right?
Yeah, it means
so what
to
was
go
the meaning
higher
of isti'la? Okay.
Go high and
go high, and istifal means go down.
Yeah. So it means basically when you pronounce them, yes. When you pronounce them in isti'la, the letters that have isti'la attribute
they're
or characteristic, you
have to make our mouth vertical.
Yeah, you have to open your mouth vertically. Yes, up and down. And if the letters have istifal attribute,
gonna
you have
make
to
it
open
horizontally.
Throw them horizontally.
Throw them down.
Right. So, I will make some examples. You gotta repeat after me. And we say it, okay, that if these letters have fatha, right? Or these letters are saakin, and the previous letter has a fatha. All right? So, now, everyone practice this these words with me. Qa'ada.
Qa'ada.
Okay, look. Qa'ada. When I say qa, when I say qa, so my mouth opens vertically. But when I say a and da, horizontally. Qa'ada. If you say qa'ada, it's wrong. Yes?
Qa'ada.
So, if we want to recite the Quran correctly, we have to recite it also beautifully. So, if you say qa'ada, it's correct, but it's not beautiful. It's not a good recitation.
Qa'ada.
So, okay, you have to say qa'ada.
Can I just read?
We will, inshallah, read together the Quran, okay?
I want to read page 10.
The next one, everyone say khashiyah.
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 Great. Khashiyah. Which letter has isti'la attribute? That's great. Okay, now khulinqa.
Khulinqa.
When you say khu, it's clear, yes? When it has zamma, it's clear. Khu, qu, bu, sorry.
Qaf.
So, du, qu, qu. That's easy. Okay. Yes. Okay, next one. Wathuqa.
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 Okay. Next one. Yada'u.
Yada'u.
Which one has isti'la attribute?
Yada'u.
Yada'u. Which one?
No one.
None of them. Great.
Yada'u means
Raqiba.
Raqiba.
Raqiba. Which one?
Ra.
Ra. That's great. Dakhala.
Dakhala.
Oh, this is very good. This is very good one.
Saqala.
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 Two
of them. Saqala.
Saqala.
Saqala. There are two.
So how about this one, Mahdi? Hasada.
Saqala?
Yeah.
And then
Hasada.
Sa.
Which one has a isti'la letter? Innovation.
What? No one.
Okay, Hadi. So I will ask one by one. Hadi, this one. Qutila.
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 Qutila. Which one?
La la.
Qo. But it's half.
So I mean, Hadi. Matuna.
Matuna.
Two T. Matuna.
Matutu.
Matuna.
Which one? That?
No.
Or the
one with dots.
Matuna. Matuna.
Huh?
I'm saying matuna, you're saying malpona.
No, you said the two dots.
Two
the
dots.
With two dots.
Yeah.
So matuna, the te, ta.
Yeah.
Alif,
with this matuna.
Not po.
Yeah. Not with the left?
Yeah.
Oh. No
way. Oh, say. Okay.
Matuna.
You say. Shughila. Shughila. Is it correct, Mahdi? Shughila.
Shughila.
I'm saying shughila.
Shughila.
Shughila. It is kasra. It does not have isti'la attribute.
Oh my god.
Shughila.
I
said, if it has fatha. Shughila. If it says shughila, it's correct. But if it's it has kasra, Mahdi, ghe. It does not have, yes? Elevation attribute. Does it have?
No.
Yeah? You apply the istifal attribute, right? Yes? So now say. Ikhwa.
Ikhwa.
Ikhwa. Which one? Ikhwa. Ikhwa.
Ikhwa.
No. It's but it's saakin.
No.
No, I say no.
It is saakin, but before we have, before that, kasra, ikh.
Kasra, ikh.
So, so remember the rules, okay? Remember, don't forget.
You didn't say the rule.
I told you.
No, when it has kasra, we don't.
So when it has kasra, when the letter itself has kasra, or before it we have kasra, we don't pronounce it with isti'ala.
Like if it
attribute.
So if it have that
fatha.
Fatha and before it has
kasra, fatha and it is sakin. Kasra. If it has kasra, if it has fatha, it's clearly you pronounce. But when it is sakin, look at the previous letter. If the previous letter has fatha, isti'ala. If the previous letter has kasra, istifa'. That's easy.
بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Let's go to Surah Al-Hamd. Everyone. Surah Al-Fatiha, actually, okay, it's called Surah Al-Hamd as well. Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that you, yeah, you recited many times during the day. So, in your prayers. So, okay, Bismillah, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay, okay. شيطان.
شيطان.
استعلاء, right?
Yeah. شيطان.
Okay, طا is there. شيطان الرجيم. Okay.
شيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Don't say بسم الله هير. It's not هير. بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم.
Quite. Listen up. Listen up. Listen up. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Look, you say بسم الله الرحمن.
بسم الله الرحمن.
Oh, great. هير رحمن. Because we have تشديد, right?
هير رحمن.
Mir,
okay.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hair.
Maybe you're a good dictionary, okay? We'll ask, inshallah, the words, okay? The meanings.
I like his haircut.
Okay.
Anna.
Canadian.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah,
okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Do we have any isti'la?
Yes.
We are.
No.
Ra, ra, ra.
Rabbil. Great. What about ayn?
No.
No. We say alameen, not alameen. Some people say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, like Persian. Okay, they're reading Persian. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is wrong. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Oh, can you?
Stop being dictionary. Okay?
I am a dictionary. I'm a human dictionary. I hear one word that people don't know. I just say
dictionary.
Yeah, one qamar. So, to me, he is only one qamar.
Get back to the topic. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Okay. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Isti'ala? Where? What about meme? What attribute does have meme?
It should stop.
Istifal, lowering, yes?
Yeah.
Lowering.
Man.
So, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Say it, Mahdi.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Correctly, recite it.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Okay. Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Do not say Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Those are Persian. I'm not Persian. He's Persian. Okay.
So next one. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Okay, don't say إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
What do you say?
Iyaka.
Okay, next ayah. Next ayah. This ayah, pay attention to these two ayahs, okay? The last two ayahs. Ihdina
al-sirat
al-mustaqim.
Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim.
So, ihdina al How about sad?
Sad, no, because it has...
It has kasra, right? Ihdina al-sirat. You don't say ihdina al-sirat. Ihdina al-sirat. Sara, ra, qal, qal. How about mustaqim, qaf?
Also not, because it has kasra.
Okay, Mahdi, recite this ayah once. Ihdina
al-sirat al-mustaqim.
Recite it.
Yeah, then you recite it.
Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim.
Where is the sirat al?
Okay, sirat al-mustaqim. Great. Next ayah. Okay, next ayah. Ready? Ready, Mahdi? Okay. صراط الذين
صراط الذين
Don't say tal.
صراط
الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
Okay.
It's,
you.
Yeah, it's you.
It's you.
Listen to Yahya. Yahya, say. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim.
Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Okay. Ghayri
al-maghdubi
alayhim. Yeah.
Yeah. It's vertical. Yeah,
okay. Yes, vertically.
But that time.
Ghayri al-maghdubi. Boobie.
غير المغضوب.
How many? How many استعلاء? How many استعلاء letters?
Three.
ري. How about ري?
No.
Because it has kasra. مغضوبي. ضاد. Yes. مغضوبي. عليهم.
عليهم.
ولا الضالين. It's very clear.
ولا الضالين.
It's very clear here. Yes. ولا الضالين.
ولا
الضالين. أحسن. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Also, dear students and also maybe me. Yeah.
So,
let's recite the salawat, inshallah, and we will get back. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma mawlaya kam min qabihin satarta wa kam min fadihin min albala'i aqalta wa kam min itharin waqayta wa kam min makruhin dafa'ta wa kam min thana'in jameelin lastu ahlan lahu nasharta.
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about this part where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma mawlai kam min qabihin satarta. O Allah, my protector, how many ugly things you have concealed. Wa kam min fadihin min al-bala'i aqalta. How many tribulations you have warded off. Wa kam min itharin waqaita. How many stumbles you have removed. كَمْ مِنْ مَكْرُوهٍ دَفَعْتَ. How many ordeals you have averted. وَكَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَهْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَ. How much beautiful praise for which I was unworthy of, but you have spread about me. To understand how the Almighty Allah conceals our sins, to understand how the Almighty Allah removes and wards off our tribulations, how He averts our ordeals, we try to have a look at one of the traditions quoted from the valuable book of Uddatul Da'i. In the previous program, we said that Gabriel taught the Prophet of Islam a special kind of supplication, starting with Yaman Azhar al-Jamil, oh, the one who revealed goodness. Then, the Messenger of Allah asks Gabriel about the recompense of these words. And Gabriel says, when the servant says, O the one who revealed goodness and concealed badness, Yaman Azhar al-Jamil wa Satar al-Qabih, Allah would conceal his sins, have mercy on him in the world, and maintain his well-being in the next world, and cover him with 1,000 veils in the two worlds. Gabriel continues, and when the servant says, يَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤَخِذْ بِالْجَرِيرَةِ, O the one who reprimanded no one for wrongdoing, the Almighty would account for his deeds on the day of resurrection and would not uncover his secrets on that day. When the servant says, O the one whose forgiveness is great, يَعَظِيمَ الْعَفُوُ, Allah would forgive his sins even if there are as many as the waves of the seas. When the servant says, O the one whose mercy is extended, Ya wasi al-maghfirah, the merciful Allah would open 70 doors of mercy on him, so that he would be subjected to Allah's mercy till the last day of his life. When the servant says, O the one who has applied his power and mercy, Ya basit al-yadayni bir-rahmah, Allah would extend his power to him.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest, Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Our question today is a very relevant one, and also perhaps a political one. And depending on the way you answer this, dear Sayyid, it can either create disunity or unity among Muslims.
So inshallah you are prepared for this question. And the question, it is as follows, dear Sayyid. Doesn't preaching about the circumstances and events related to the martyrdom of the lady of the woman of the world, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, create division and also leads to disunity in the Islamic Ummah? If so, and how are we then supposed to talk or preach about this issue?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, the question is wrong. Why? Because the lady Fatima salamullah alayha is the daughter of the Prophet. She is Sayyidatun Nisa al-Alamin, as you mentioned. She is the master of the old ladies of the world. And on top of that, we have many narrations in regards to this personality that the Prophet has given a lot of emphasis to this personality. Also, we know that the verse, which is known as Ayat Tathir, the verse of purification, was revealed for her and her households.
Right.
And apart from that, we have Ayatul Mawadda, the verse of love, loving Ahlul Bayt,
right,
is the reward of the of what have Prophet have done for the Muslim Ummah. So when we look at this context, obviously Lady Fatima becomes a very important personality of Islam.
A central figure, perhaps,
yes,
also.
And even we have many narrations, even Aisha has said that I haven't seen anyone afsahu min al-Fatima, like who is more eloquent than Fatima, or the most, we can say, like the most pious or God-weary. She has used the word atqa, or like for the abid as well, a'badu, for example. Like there are different terminologies, and she has used, like in these narrations, she has used the superlative form of these words. That she hasn't seen anyone who is more closer, more, we can say, like similar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we have such narrations and on top of the verses, therefore, it shows the importance of this personality.
Right.
Now, reading the life of this personality is necessary for every Muslim, so that we can see how the deviations were occurred in the Islam, within Islam, where we went wrong. Obviously, you know, the history is to learn lessons. It's not to tease anyone. Unfortunately, right, unfortunately, we have left the educational perspective of the history, and we have attached to the history with our, we can say, like
biases.
Biases, or, you know, we look at the history with our emotions, through emotions. So we try to look at the history with the emotional factor, whereas the history is being said for the educational purposes.
We should have an objective
perspective. Yes, it is to, it is narrated to learn some lessons out of it. Therefore, when we look at the history, when we look at such a personality and what happened to her, like in her life, we need to learn some lessons. That a lady who is the daughter of the Prophet, who has been known as the mother of the Prophet, Umme Abiha, the Prophet has said that you are the mother of your father, who is the mother of two imams who are the masters of the men of the heaven. They're Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, her two sons, they are the master of all men of the paradise. So basically, they are the masters of the paradise.
Right.
So when we look at this, such as when we look at such a personality, obviously, we need to follow her footsteps. Following footsteps is only in a way when we narrate what happened, how she lived, and obviously the incidents that happened at the end of her, like, you know, life, the last time, like age. So narrating all these things are not the cause of deviation. It is not the cause of, we can say, some kind of deviation within the Islamic world, or teasing someone. It is not the purpose. The purpose is to make clear that when there is such a lady, what happened to her, and what should we not do in order to repeat all those things.
So the logic here in narrating these events and looking at her life biography, in short, is what you were hinting at. We should look at her life biography is such to state the facts and not to come with opinions
and learn the lessons, political. Yes.
Right. And just to state the facts and yes. learn from it.
Obviously, we need to learn because these are the role models. A role model is a role model when we can learn something out of it, when we can right. take lessons out of it. And the best thing about the role model, like especially the Islamic role models that we have, they do not have any expiry date. They're of not course. Specific to a specific right. time.
Islam is
place.
Universal. Never
yes,
ending.
Islam is universal, especially those who are made role model by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, right. the prophets, saints, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, these are introduced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So these are connected to the divine entity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything which is connected to Allah, it becomes divine.
Right, so of course.
These personalities are also divine.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And on top of that, we all believe on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We right. Shias believe that he's been born and he's alive. He's around 1,200 years old. But in the Ahlul Sunnah, they believe that he will be born.
He's not
but
born yet.
Obviously, according to our narrations that we have from Imam Mahdi, he said, "Fi binta Rasulillah li uswatun hasana." In the life of the Lady Fatima or the Lady Fatima or the daughter of the Prophet, is a role model for me.
Sayyid, it is true that there is a role model, but you, of course, yourself know inevitably whenever you talk about this subject, feelings, emotions get involved, political agendas get involved. It always creates disunity. How are we supposed to preach or talk about this subject whenever we try to talk about it, we are faced with opposition and inevitably we unfortunately create disunity?
Well, obviously, we need to go on the common grounds. We need to talk on the common grounds. Ahlul Bayt are the common grounds.
Right.
Because, why? Because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ. Do not ask, O Prophet, do not ask for any reward, but except loving the Ahlul Bayt. So the Lady Fatima or the Ahlul Bayt are the point of, are the common, we can say, grounds to talk.
Right.
On the other hand, if someone has some affection towards any personality, but obviously we need to think that if there is something wrong, that is wrong.
Right.
We should have this capability of accepting or admiring the wrong things that has happened or wrong policies that have been taken in the history by some people. Maybe we love them, but obviously we need to accept it. This is being open-minded. You know, that's why I said we look at the history through our emotions.
Yeah.
And this emotional factor blinds us and does not allow us to look at the faults and the advantages, like the good things and the bad
right.
deeds of a person.
We are not objective. We are just subjective.
Yes.
Right.
So basically, if there is a personality who has been loved by most of the Ahlul Sunnah, that is fine because they have chosen them as their leaders and they're following their footsteps. But on the other hand, we should accept that if they have committed some kind of mistakes in their life,
right.
obviously they are not infallible. They are fallibles.
Right.
The only infallibles are the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, about whom Allah said that we have taken away all the impurifications from you. It is the
right.
Ayatul Tahir. So the other leaders who's been followed by the Ahlul Sunnah or other Muslims, if they are fallible, we should accept this. We should not attach infallibility with them. That is
right.
the wrong path. That is the mistake which commonly the Muslim Ummah is doing. The people, they do mistake over here. And that's why they say it's the cause of deviation. It is not the cause of deviation. It's the mentality which you have chosen.
Right.
Obviously, Allah